This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Philadelphia, from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. An Odyssey station. The revolution will be broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now, on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
So the question is, what will you do with your 18 cents? Yes. What are you going to do with your 18 cents? That's the federal gas tax holiday, which you will get back in your pocket. 18 cents. So, what are your big plans? What are you going to do with it? That's what we're all wondering today. How far your 18 cents can go, baby. Let's do this. Maybe you buy yourself like a half a piece of a quarter of a piece of a bazooka bubblegum. I don't know. 18 cents federal gas tax holiday. Let the good times roll. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Glad you are here today. 855-839-1210 is our number, and on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. It is great to have you with us on this Thursday morning, as we were almost done with the week. Big arrest in the Toomey shooting. We're going to talk about that too. That was a big arrest last night, and workers commuting into Philadelphia are not coming back. What does this mean for the city, and why are they not coming back? Are they not coming back because of crime, of course, of COVID, because the businesses have decided they can save so much money by going remote? What is it? We'll figure it out. We'll talk about it this morning as well. Let's check in with Dawn on this Thursday morning. Good morning, Dawn.
And good morning on this Thursday, June the 23rd, a rainy, chilly 65 degrees. And Zeoli Show News Live, sponsored by 86 Doc Leon this morning. Yes, third-degree murder charges dropped against the young woman accused of striking and killing two Pennsylvania state troopers, as well as another man they were trying to help. A judge dropping the charges at the preliminary hearing yesterday. This was a very long day for family and friends and witnesses yesterday, the first prelim in this case. And this, of course, involves the two state troopers, Martin Mack, as well as Brandon Siska, who were struck and killed that day, as well as Reyes Rivera of Olivares. So this is 22-year-old Jayana Webb, accused of drunk driving. We are hearing from family and friends this morning, and including an update on the pregnant wife of Brandon Siska, who in fact is due any day now. Her official due date is next week, but she had to sit in court for some 5 hours yesterday, only to learn that these third-degree murder charges would be dropped. We'll talk about that moving forward. A lot of reaction on this day. But for now, it looks like the DA's office is saying they will refile those charges. So we wait to hear the latest update on that one. And there was testimony by troopers. The judge also granted Webb $600,000 bail. She previously has been held without bail from that March incident. And yes, two suspects in custody this morning in connection to the shooting death of 15-year-old Sean Toomey in Northeast Philadelphia. This is a young, innocent victim. According to police, who identify one of those suspects as a 17-year-old Daniel Gardee. So as you well know by now, Toomey, this young man, shot March 24th, and police say the suspects turned to him after a failed attempt to break into another car, his father remembering him as a 15-year-old who just especially loved the Eagles, loved basketball, loved Philadelphia sports. We have in national headlines, Zeoli talked a lot about this yesterday, Uvalde, Texas, that devastating school shooting. Well, the police chief, Pete Arredondo, now placed on administrative leave because many in the community say evidence shows he did not answer the call of duty and do the right thing, staying outside the door of that class where 19 kids and two teachers were killed. Pete Arredondo claims he thought somebody else had taken over command. And a tough time in Texas for our Phils, swept by the Texas Rangers. Yeah, they beat us 4-2. Tonight's going to be a late night, so everybody take your nap today because tonight it's late. NBA draft is tonight, and also the Phils take on the Padres. It's a 9 p.m. game. Jalen Hurts applies for Hurts So Good for that patent, and that was a brilliant move. The best patent move since Zeoli applied for the Zeoli Army patent. Not as good as Zeoli Army, but Hurts So Good. Jalen Hurts.
What about John Mellencamp's song?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Make It Hurt So Good. Does he have the rights to that?
Well, I mean, he has the rights to the song. I don't know if he has the rights to the title.
That's
I'm sure. That's what I'm wondering. I'm actually sure he does.
Have the rights to the title.
I mean, when you have publishing rights to a song, it's the title's included, right?
But not necessarily. You have the copyright of the song.
But not the patent.
But not necessarily the patent for the phrase. That is an interesting...
It's a legal question.
Legal question.
Well, this news is sponsored by 86 Doc Leon. So if you're living with OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder, you may be eligible to participate in a clinical research study. Eligible participants may receive investigational study drugs or study-related medical care and compensation for time and travel. Call the Center for Emotional Fitness, 866-DOC-LEON, to see if you qualify. Hint Water, appropriately sponsoring our NBC 10 First Alert forecast. So today, this Thursday, June 23rd, yeah, it's a rainy start. It's chilly outside. We head up to 80 degrees. But after today, we're going to have a wonderful weekend warm-up for your Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Hint is pure water infused with surprisingly true fruit flavors, watermelon, blackberry, cherry, no sugar, sweeteners, or calories. Available in your local grocery store or drinkhint.com. Hint, water with a touch of true fruit flavor. This is Yoli Show News Live.
Thank you, Dawn. My comments yesterday on Martin's potato rolls went viral, which is good because a lot of people are realizing now that it's unfair what's happening to this small family business in Pennsylvania that makes delicious, delicious rolls that are really, truly the signature roll for burgers. I talked about this yesterday, and Twitchy picked it up. So I'm thanks to my friends over at Twitchy for covering this yesterday. And so many people sent notes saying, I use Martin's Famous Potato Rolls and bread, and I love it. And this is because they've drawn the ire of the left because members of the Martin's family, not the company, gave money to Doug Mastriano's campaign for governor. And because of that now, there's all this pressure out there to drop them because that's what the left does. They do these boycotts all the time. Now, I told you yesterday, Federal Donuts dropped Martin's Potato Rolls, so I am dropping Federal Donuts. I don't do boycotts. I do buy-cots, which means that I try to patronize the good people, and that's what I try to do, and I think it's what we do. So Shake Shack is standing by Martin's Potato Rolls. Not, I mean, in the sense that they haven't dropped them. They're not, like, you know, going on a crusade and saying, we're with Martin's, but they're not dropping them, which is good, and they're getting a lot of blowback. So I would say, if you're in the mood for a burger today, maybe swing on by Shake Shack. Martin's Potato Rolls tweeted out the following thing and posted this on Facebook back in on primary day and in Pennsylvania. And this was back, obviously, in May 17th. And they wrote, today is primary day in our home state of Pennsylvania. So it's a great time to celebrate the freedoms we have in the United States, just like our country as a whole. Martin's company is made up of a diverse group of employees and stockholders, all of whom are free to support and vote for whomever they choose. Martin's as a company does not donate to any particular political candidate or party, but we encourage and celebrate the opportunity we all have to vote and share in the election process. May God bless you today. May God protect our troops, and may God bless the United States of America. For that, they were blasted on Twitter by all these wackos, and they're still coming after him today. They're still coming after him. I see they tweeted out, take your burgers and barbecue on the next level with Martin's Famous Potato Rolls. Head on over to martinssummerfun.com to learn more. And the responses to this, you know, boycott Martin's, potato rolls with a side of insurrection. This is nuts. I mean, this is what happens. And so throughout San Francisco, for example, because what you may not realize is that throughout the country, Martin's potato rolls are truly the signature bun for gourmet burgers. So restaurants in America that serve burgers, and I'm not talking about, you know, I mean, look, Shake Shack is awesome for fast food. But what I'm talking about is you go to a restaurant, say, San Francisco, you sit down, you get one of their gourmet burgers. You know, the kind that's made with chuck and brisket, and it's delicious, and but it's gourmet. It's not McDonald's, right? That more than likely is going to have a Martin's potato roll on it. In fact, most places even advertise that. They'll say, and it might, you know, maybe pickles and this little coleslaw, all served on a Martin's potato roll. I was at a restaurant recently it was a nice upscale restaurant, and but it was lunch, you know, so people were getting sandwiches, and they had this a chicken sandwich, like a hot Nashville chicken sandwich, and they described it in that sense, you know, Nashville hot chicken, coleslaw, blah, 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 all topped off on a Martin's potato bun. Like, they actually make that as part of the advertisement. So chefs across the country started dropping them, and they did this because the people who are related in the Martin's family donated to Doug Mastriano. It's very similar to what happened to Chick-fil-A when he's now deceased, but the head of Chick-fil-A, the dad basically, said he supports marriage between a man and a woman. And for that, there was all this blowback against Chick-fil-A and all this boycott. And so what happened? We said, the hell with that, and we started backing Chick-fil-A. And Chick-fil-A, because it's delicious, number one, and Martin's potato rolls are delicious. But BillyPenn.com put a whole thing about how the Martin's family was backing Doug Mastriano. And because of that, now the left wants them canceled. Now, what the left, of course, doesn't ever factor into this is a couple things. Number one, somewhere today, right now, there's a man or woman getting ready to work on the assembly line at Martin's Potato Rolls to put the rolls into the packages. There's bakers right now baking these delicious potato rolls. They don't just appear. It's hard work to create a delicious product. And so there's also truck drivers today who are going to deliver those rolls to stores across the region and across the country. All of those people could be out of a job if this boycott against Martin's is successful. But this is what the left does, and they don't think about the working man or the working woman. Instead of just putting out a statement saying, we're sorry that Martin's has a different philosophy than us, they have to make it their point of time. They have to literally take time out of their day to try to get this potato roll company canceled. It's infuriating to me, and it's mind-boggling that people have so much free time on their hands. And what happens? Well, places cave, like Federal Donuts, which is expanding throughout the country now, and some of these restaurants across the region too. And they cave because they don't want the blowback on Twitter and social media. And it's an all-out campaign. It's Instagram, it's TikTok, it's Twitter, it's Facebook, of people coming after them. See, we don't do that. When I'm in the grocery store, I don't look at a brand and go, did any members of the family that owns that brand give money to a person I don't like, to a Democrat? And I'm sure the answer is yes, they did. But I don't sit there with my phone and go, let's see now. Who did they donate to? Or did anybody from this company possibly donate to any? Nope. You see what I mean? And then even if they did, I would respectfully disagree. I would probably still patronize the product if I liked the person. That's how I operate. I mean, how many times do I tell you I go to the movies? I go to the movies and I see people who have starkly different political views than I have. I'll give you a great example. I mean, Chris Evans and I don't agree on anything, and I think that he should not have been in Buzz Lightyear. But he was great as Captain America. I still saw those movies, even though I'm technically supporting his paycheck, and he's a crazy lefty. He really is. But I also know something, too. Working on that movie are blue-collar guys and blue-collar gals who are doing hair and makeup. They're building sets. They're holding microphones. They're doing the catering trucks. You got a whole economy of people that are just working for a living. They don't have big houses in Malibu. They don't have yachts. There's no summer vacation homes in, you know, Cabo. They're just trying to get by. I understand that point. And so what I do, and like what I talked with Jack Carr, you know, Jack Carr's got his new Amazon Prime specials coming out very, very soon, July 1st. So just a week away. And, you know, Jack made this point too. He said, you always see the Hollywood celebrities who stand up there and they give their speeches, but what you don't see are the people behind the scenes who actually bring all this stuff to life. And they're probably people more ideologically aligned with you than with them. I know that, which is why I don't boycott Hollywood. The fact that there's a boycott against a bakery, I mean, that's what Martin's is. It's a successful family business. It's a bakery. And they don't like the politics of some of the family members. They will, instead of not even just passing by Martin's in the store, which is understandable, everybody has a choice to make with their wallet. So if you want to exercise that choice, that's fine. But what they do is they go a step further. And it's just like what happened with Chick-fil-A, too. They go a step further. They go, and now we want you canceled. We won't rest until you're out of business. We won't rest until you shut your doors. We won't rest until you have to lay off all those hardworking blue-collar men and women. That, to me, is something I can't put my head in. I can't wrap my head around that. Now, I can understand walking by in the aisle, the grocery aisle, and you go, all right, I'm going to pass on Martin's because I don't want to support who they give money to. Okay, and you go to the next one. My taxpayer dollars support Planned Parenthood. I don't want to support Planned Parenthood. I don't have a choice. My taxpayer dollars go to them. I have to pay taxes. I don't have a choice. I can't opt out of that. But as a consumer, you can certainly opt out of somebody if you know the money is going to go to somebody you disagree with. But then they go the extra step and try to have them just completely obliterated. I can't figure that kind of, that level of anger, that level of just pure vitriol. Because, again, it's the blue-collar people that you're also going to be hurting the most. I mean, the Martin's family, the people that own it, they're going to be okay. But what about the guy who's driving the truck? What about the woman who's baking the rolls today? And they're delicious, too. And so here's what I suggest, and I really hope you do. And I got so many wonderful emails about this yesterday and tweets and everything else, is to support them. We should support them because this is 4th of July. They have a chance now to make some serious, this is their time, right? Go out and buy their rolls. If you agree with what I'm saying, go buy their rolls and support them. Support Martin's. Because it's the only way to push back against these boycotts is to just say, hey, you know what? I like your product. You're a good company. I'm going to support you. It's all I can do. I'm not asking you to boycott another company that might give money to Democrats. It's not what I'm doing. I'm asking you to fight fire with fire by buying their product, by using it on your 4th of July barbecue. Because that's how we can push back and then make them, and they're very successful now, but we can boost them to a level of like Chick-fil-A. I mean, good luck at Chick-fil-A not waiting in line at Chick-fil-A. You know what I mean? Good luck. And the hypocrisy around this, I told you the Democrat National Convention, all the hate chicken, that's what we jokingly called it. And you guys remember the lines for the hate chicken?
Lines, oh, yes.
From section 201 in the Wells Fargo Center to section 415, right?
Exactly.
And then we finally get up to the front and they go, sorry, folks, we're all out of hate chicken today. There's no more hate chicken. Remember? I think it's the same thing with the hate rolls.
The hate rolls. Hate potato rolls.
Hate potato rolls. But they're delicious. And so I'm buying them and I'm going to bring them up to our vacation up in Tupper Lake because I don't know if they're in the Adirondacks. And my mother-in-law goes all in on these kind of things, you know what I mean? So I want to just start the week off right by bringing a controversial role to the dinner table. You know what I mean? That's how I want to pull it off. No, but I think it's important. I really do. I think it's important to stand with companies. That's, you know, I mean, look, it's what we have to do to push back. It's the only way. Because otherwise what will happen is companies will be afraid to be in. That's the goal here. Is to silence them if they don't like their politics. I'm not calling for a boycott of Disney. I can't stand Disney's politics. I will probably take my kids to Disney World at some point because they want to go. I'm not. Why is it that we don't do this? We don't do this. I do not like Disney's politics. I am not boycotting Disney. I'm not calling for a boycott of Disney. I'm not asking you to cancel your Disney Plus subscription. Why is it that we are tolerant? And then the left is so incredibly vitriolic when it comes to this stuff. And I don't play, look, if you don't want to watch Disney, if you don't want to participate, I understand. But I know that you're not spending your day today because you have a job and a life. You're not spending your day calling for a Disney boycott. You're just going about your life. Maybe you'll choose not to partake in the Disney empire, the ABC Disney China empire. Understandable. I'm not going to criticize you for that. But what you don't do is you don't take the extra time to go, and I'm going to spend my day on the keyboard as a social justice warrior trying to get them canceled. And good for you for not doing that, because there are people there that work there that have views that are very much aligned with you. You don't hear from them, but they're their jobs and it's their livelihood. And you know that they vote probably the way you do. And they're as frustrated with their parent company as you are. But I appreciate the fact that we recognize that a company can be bigger than just the people at the top who are the ones with the big mouths. 855-839-1210 is the number. 855-839-1210. All right. We got a lot to talk about today. It's going to be a busy day. United States Supreme Court. Are they going to rule today on abortion, on guns? Maybe. But they also did something unprecedented. I mean, not totally unprecedented, but something rare. They added another day for decisions for tomorrow on Friday as well. So 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Don't go away.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the Zeoli Show podcast.
Step up to the tee and take a swing at betting the PGA Tour on FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Right now, new customers can bet the tour with a no-sweat first bet. If you don't win, you'll get up to $1,000 back in free bets. You could use your no-sweat bet on players like Scottie Scheffler, Rory McIlroy, Patrick Cantlay, Sam Burns, or Xander Schauffele. Jordan Spieth, the biggest long shot here at +2200. This is why I love betting on FanDuel. Any sport, great promotions, safe and secure app, and you get paid safely in as little as 2 hours. See for yourself why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app right now and sign up using my promo code Greg to get started with your no-sweat first bet of up to $1,000. FanDuel Sportsbook is an official betting operator of the PGA Tour, but don't forget to use promo code Greg so they know I sent you. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 1210 WPHT, 21 and over, present in PA, first online real money wager only. Refund issued is non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, please call 1-800-GAMBLE.
It is Thursday morning. Thank you for being here today. Obviously, I'm still struggling with my voice. Yesterday, I got an alert from the township of Cinnaminson, which is, I live in that region of New Jersey. And I just get alerts from some local towns, like Moorestown, Cinnaminson, and others. Get an alert if the Tacony Bridge is opening, that sort of thing. Anyway, they put an alert out yesterday that the winds from the winds have been bringing the air from the forest fire in the Pine Barrens into the town. And there's dust and smoke. And I'm telling you right now, I walked out of my house yesterday, and it felt like I was in a campfire. It smelled like a campfire.
What did I tell you?
There's no question in my mind this is what's causing this for me. And, you know, even the kids, they go, Dad, where's the fire? I said, well, actually, it's miles and miles away from here, guys. And I tried to explain to them what was happening, but there's another town that actually had to cancel an outdoor event because there was so much air. The air quality was hurting so much. So if you're an allergy sufferer like I am, you're probably feeling this today. You know what I mean? And we're going to feel this for a while because the winds have been blowing it all in our direction. So.
Yeah. And anybody with any, such as emphysema or asthma, any breathing issues, allergy issues, will be affected.
Yeah, exactly right. But it's okay. I mean, I'm hopefully I can do the, I mean, I think I'll get through the show today. We got through the event last night. Awesome event with Dr. Maz. Thanks for coming out. Greg, thanks for your help with it. I thought it was a home run night. Thought everybody was happy. So.
Yeah, it was good.
All right. Riveting review. Thank you for that. Thank you. Way to improvise.
No problem. Woo-hoo. No problem.
Wonder drug.
No, it was fun. We had a good time. It was a lot of great to see people and enjoy the night and at the wonderful Grand Ballroom there in Collingswood, New Jersey. It was a lot of fun. And Mike Baldini, Don Baldini, who came back before the event and told us, listen, this is not Parks Casino.
Yep.
We're not doing stand-up here. This is an upscale event. This is a premium event. This is Maz's event, you know. So we're not doing jokes. We're not doing insult to the audience, none of that stuff. And then proceeded to spend 20 minutes doing jokes and insulting the audience.
Roasting the crowd.
Yeah, like it was a fryer's roast.
It would have been, I would have thought nothing of it because that is just Mike Baldini. But he made a point to come back into the little area that you, Maz, and I and your lovely wife were sitting in. And to tell us that he was not going to do this, right? He made a point to say that.
And he even told me, he goes, none of your jokes about me being your sweaty Italian uncle,
yeah.
Right? Which I've never actually said.
Yep.
I've never said he was sweaty. And he comes back there. So you got to understand, Mike Baldini is Don Baldini, and he runs these events. Whenever we do these park events, he does all this stuff, you know? Yeah. And he is like an Italian uncle. He comes back there and goes, now listen, here's the thing. We're not going to do none of your jokes, none of your sweaty uncle, this isn't Parks.
He's not exaggerating. This is exactly the conversation.
This isn't Parks. We're not doing that tonight, all right? And he said, must have said it like five times,
yeah.
All right? And then he's like, we're going to just keep it upscale. I'm going out there. I'm going to introduce him. I goes, okay, fine. You're not making jokes. We're not making jokes. He goes, yeah, but none of your jokes you say to me at Park. Like I said, all right, you're venting now. This is the airing of the grievances here.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, when I'm on stage at Parks,
something bothers him.
And I refer to you as my Italian uncle. It bothers you.
Yep.
He goes, no. Just that's Parks. This is not that. I want to keep this event separate.
Separate.
Sounds good to me.
Keep it separate.
Walks on stage, proceeds to look at, I think it was Dr. Mike Veneria, and go, you know, starts making like jokes about Veneria. And he like moves over to somebody else making jokes.
Yep.
Sir, you here with her, ma'am? You need a restraining order? Like, you know, going around, right?
He had intro music. It's this lovely crowd in this very sophisticated ballroom, and he has intro music.
Yeah,
like
he did.
Like it's supper night at
That's what it felt like. It felt like where's the red jacket for the Friars Club roast? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it was fun, and he did a great job organizing it. And I just bust his chops because obviously, clearly, we're back to chop busting. So, but it was a lot of fun, and learned a lot about Maz's book and his career, and had a good conversation. And I'll tell you, that's wonderful that Cooper University Healthcare, which of course Maz is the co-president of Cooper, and so you know you got the guy at the top of the org chart there who believes that compassion in medicine and serving others is the primary focus and should be. So think about that when you're looking for medical care, when you're looking for healthcare, when you're looking for urgent care. Think about that fact. Cooper University Healthcare is South Jersey's leading health system because the CEO has a guiding philosophy that is based on compassion and putting the patient first. And Cooper has more than 75 specialties, including advanced personalized cancer care through the MD Anderson Cancer Center at Cooper, as well as comprehensive neurological care through their Neurological Institute. Cooper is near you, and they're expanding every day. So get an appointment by calling 1-800-8-COOPER, 1-800-8-COOPER, or cooperhealth.org. And remember, Cooper's where the Zioli family goes for all of our healthcare needs, from primary care, pediatric care, and, of course, their advanced specialty care. Got my shoulder operated on by a Cooper doc, and, of course, all my diverticulitis issues. So Cooper really is truly committed, compassionate, complete.
Thanks for taking the Zeoli Show with you. Rich Zeoli, weekday mornings on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
You know, Philadelphia is such a mess right now. I'm watching this on the news. This woman who was set on fire in the hospital right now. She's at Temple. It's just a heartbreaking thing. She was found on the side of the road in Kensington. I guess somebody set her on fire. This is, you know, and then you had that guy who was shot, that student at, what was it, St. Joe's? Is that where it happened, Dawn, I believe?
Yes. You're talking about Sam Collington.
Yes, yeah.
From Delaware County, yes.
And a friend of mine knows the family. It's just incredible what's happening right now. Witnesses told police she saw the woman with a man and woman in the park. There was an argument. Woman sprayed a liquid towards one woman sprayed a liquid towards the other woman, and then set her on fire. Then they ran from the scene, and the police are saying we do not know the description or the identity of them, but this poor woman is lying in the hospital, covered head to toe in, you know, bandages and everything like that. It's just a very, very tough time in the city right now. And I don't know if that's the reason why people are not coming back, but I think it probably has something to do with it. So let's try to understand that, shall we? Because the article today in the Inquirer, workers commuting into Philly aren't coming back. What does that mean for the city? More than 2 years into the pandemic. Oh, and by the way, we're having another pandemic. Did you know that? Did you know that?
No.
Oh, yeah.
It's happening now?
No, it's coming.
Oh, okay.
The next pandemic is coming.
Cool.
I just gave Bill a piece of audio. Let me know when you have it. We'll play it from the president.
Yeah, pulling it now.
The permanent trend toward remote work is contributing to Philadelphia's tepid economic rebound from the COVID-19 pandemic and a decline in the total workforce overall. According to a report by Pew Charitable Trust, pew, 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 pew. So I keep thinking of Lego Batman when Joker go pew, 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 pew. I watch too many movies with my children. The full report, the latest in a series on Philadelphia. By the way, I should mention, too, I'm off next week, but Jack Carr's show is coming out July 1st. So I'll be watching it on July 1st when it comes out. I'm going to binge watch Terminalist like a mother. You know what I mean?
Does it all come out at once, or is it one of those weekly things? Do you know?
He told me I'm not allowed to answer that question on the air.
What?
No, I can't. He told me in confidence.
Okay.
So, because we were at the event, and
it's 6:40 in the morning. Let's just, you know, you and I can just talk. Like, it's fine.
No. Me and you and hundreds of thousands of our closest friends.
Yeah.
If you weren't there, you missed it.
You'll find out on July 1st.
Okay.
I don't want to break his trust because he's a Navy SEAL and he knows how 57 ways to kill me with his pinky.
Yep.
Anyway, they found that here the report raises concerns that Philly could experience an uneven, inequitable recovery, inflicting particular pain on some of the city's residents, especially people of color. Amid the pandemic, lower wage jobs in hotels, restaurants, and other leisure sectors disappeared, hurting already disadvantaged Philadelphians with lower incomes who held these service positions. For now, at least, many highly educated white-collar workers are benefiting from the increased flexibility of remote work, while some less educated workers, many of them people of color, are not, according to the report. Philadelphia now has a smaller economy than it did pre-pandemic. Nearly every sector of Philly's economy shrank between the fourth quarter of 2019 to the same quarter in 2021, with leisure and hospitality hit hardest. Philly's once vibrant downtown was decimated as tourism ceased and people stayed home, opting not to eat or shop because of COVID. I would also say that it's also hurt, I think, by a couple things. Number one, the city was ridiculous with their COVID mandates and the mask mandates in restaurants and the capacity limits and all the other nonsense that they did. I think that drove people away. Number two, when you've got people on dirt bikes and ATVs going through the city, when you hear stories of people that you know have been shot, like my friends in Jersey who know that young man, when you hear stories of people getting, like Clarice Schillinger's brother gets carjacked, you don't want to come to the city. I'm telling you, it's not just COVID. I think it's not COVID. I don't even care about COVID anymore. Every restaurant I go to is packed. Nobody gives a darn anymore. They really don't. But what you can see that's happening right now is that people are concerned about crime. I think that is the major issue at this point. Now, as far as remote work goes, there's no question about remote work's here to stay. And I ran into somebody the other day who said, I hadn't seen this person in a couple of years. They were so happy. I said, what do you got to say? I got a new job. Oh, that's fantastic. You know, tell me about the job. And I said, job's in California. I said, oh, are you moving? Nope. Fully remote. Fully remote. This is the new thing now. People are, companies will hire you across the country and they'll lure you. They don't, you see, in the old days, you know, they had to give you a relocation package. They had to give you a package. You know, they got to move your family, get the moving trucks in there. Nowadays, they just go, we'll let you be remote. And then we'll pay you to fly out here maybe once a month or something like that to see everybody if you need to. And then that not only saves the company's money, also is an incredible incentive for somebody looking for a new job. Now, New York City lost 7.7% of jobs, and that's about even Washington, D.C. The city's small economy, Philly, recorded a total of 713,000 jobs at the end of this year's first quarter. That's down about 6% from 2019. When companies around the country sent workers home at the start of the pandemic in March 2020, no one expected. And more than 2 years later, remote work would still be the norm, but for many it is. According to the Pew Report, by late May of this year, office occupancy in Philly's metropolitan area fell to about 38% of pre-pandemic levels. You hear that? 38% of pre-pandemic levels. I don't think that's going to change either, by the way. That's somewhat higher than 25% occupancy in summer 2021 when employees first began to return to Philadelphia offices, but it's not a full recovery. Meanwhile, in February, a Center City District survey of 114 downtown companies and organizations found only 15% have staff working in person 5 days a week, 25% have staff working fully remotely, and the rest work in the office part-time. That has acute implications for cities' finances. Remember, Philadelphia taxes the hell out of everything, right? So you have to remember that. Pre-pandemic, over 13% of Philadelphia's general fund revenues paying for a wide array of city services from the fire department to libraries came from wage taxes paid by non-residents who commuted into the city. They're now exempt from the tax if their employers require them to work from home. And that's the way employers can actually give a raise to their employees. Think about it. If you got an employee who was paying the city wage tax and inflation's here, you have an easy way to give that employee a raise by just simply saying to them, you can work remote. You're not coming in the city. You don't have to pay the city wage tax anymore. So there you go. Think about that for a moment and what that means. In 2021, Philly's wage tax collections were down $133 million, or 6% from 2019. Most of the decline, $105 million, came from white-collar sectors, finance and information, professional services and education, all of which pay relatively high wages and employ a high proportion of non-resident workers, according to the study. In healthcare and social services, wage tax revenue did not change. In finance and information, revenues fell by about $200 million. They fell to $200 million. It's down about 25%. Cities across the country, New York, Washington, Baltimore, Philly, they're all having the same struggle. Washington, well, what do you think this reason is? Do you think it's COVID or do you think it's something else? Huh? All these cities have what else in common? Crime, right? Crime. I am telling you right now, crime is a massive reason why people do not want to come back into the city. I also think gas prices too. Now, despite the stupid 18 cents federal gas tax holiday, which I don't know what you're going to get for 18 cents, maybe a crumb, get a crumb from somebody's chicken that fell down. You say to your employer, look, listen, man, I got to pay parking. I got to pay gas. I got to pay wage tax and I got to risk my life. I'm not doing it. I'm going to get another job unless I can be remote. What is your employer going to say? No problem. Stay remote. It's okay. We just need you. We don't want to lose our top talent. Stay remote. It's fine. Dawn, I'm not wrong on this.
You're never wrong.
Greg, you see it. I mean, you see it with this company in terms of remote work, right?
Yeah, all these stats that you're reading kind of is in line with the way Odyssey is, our company. You know, we have a majority of people are back, but not everybody back full time.
But are they back every day?
No, no. The only people that are here every day are, you know, us, the programming people, you know.
The doers.
The on-air people.
Not the suits.
No. But like, I don't get the benefit of that because I'm kind of a suit, but I'm also kind of on air. So I don't get the luxury of not coming in.
Right.
Yeah, Greg is under the category of, hey, let's give him a big title and a big job, but not for, you know, it's like a twofer.
Yeah.
Basically. So.
Right.
They say big.
Yeah. You're actually going to do two jobs.
Yeah. Or three.
But with a cool title, we're going to make you feel really, really good about it. I gave Greg a shout out last night from the stage.
Aww.
Did you hear my shout out to you?
Of course.
Excellent. I don't know with my voice if anyone could, you know, I was hoping, struggling. It was so nice to see. I was like a smoker. You know, I felt like, you ever see those cigarette commercials where the people have those throat things?
Yep.
And that's what I felt like last night.
For Simpsons fans, you're like Marge Simpson's sisters.
Yes.
Patty and Thelma.
Good morning. Thank you for being here tonight. And please don't smoke. I have to take this out to clean it. And, you know, I mean, those commercials they're so awful. So literally when I'm watching them, I go, whew, that was stressful. Give me a cigarette.
You sound better than you did yesterday, though.
I'm getting better. In the moment right now, I have a lozenge in my mouth.
Mm.
So.
Ricola?
No, whatever was in the cabinet there. It's.
Well, Yegorov came by and gave you a organic
Yeah, that was very
lemon.
Nice of El Jefe, our boss, that the man himself came in yesterday.
What did you call him? A heifer?
El Jefe.
Oh, sorry.
That's the boss.
Oh, yeah.
The leader.
Okay.
He came in yesterday and gave me a tea bag. He gave me a tea bag to help my throat. It was very nice of the senior vice president market manager to do that. You know,
I gave you the tea bag.
You gave me the honey.
He gave you the root.
No, you teabagged me, but you gave me the honey.
Okay.
So, I can't believe Greg is not commenting on any of this right now. Amazing to me.
He's writing us up.
He's writing us up. But stop with your teabag jokes. Sorry, I can't help it. But the question, though, of course, is are we out of the woods yet? Because yesterday Biden said something, and I don't know if this was just Biden being Biden or if this is something that maybe he slipped again from what he learned in the strategery meeting. But we have the audio of this. This is what Biden said yesterday.
Mr. President, are you confident you have? I know you're looking for more money from Congress for this vaccine campaign and for COVID funding going into the fall. How much of the supply of vaccines for these small children is there, and how many of the nation's kids will you be able to get vaccinated before you need more money from Congress?
Well, we'll get through at least this year. We do need more money, but we don't just need more money for vaccines for children eventually. We need more money to plan for the second pandemic. There's going to be another pandemic. We have to think ahead. And that's not something the last outfit did very well. That's something we've been doing for fairly well. That's why we need the money.
Can we talk about that? What he just said? What is that? What is that? What did he just say there? Help me understand that, because I'm a little bit fuzzy there. The next pandemic. What does he mean? Does he know something we don't? Here's the possible scenarios. It's Biden just being Biden and saying something totally stupid. That's obviously, you know, like, duh. It's a day ending with Y. Number two, it's because Biden's in a room with senior advisors who all sit there and they talk about the next 20 years of where pandemics could come from and hotspots. And so in Biden's mind, that's a month from now. Number three, it's because they know something we don't, either about a new variant or the origins of this virus that it came from a lab. And they're not telling us, even though we know it. And they also know that the virus, it's not over yet. Or number four, this is clearly now a case where they literally want to scare people into submission again, because I don't know. I cannot emphasize enough how dangerous it is for the president of the United States to stand up there as the economy, as the nation is trying to recover and life get back to normal in June, to stand up there and say, because the next pandemic is coming. Think about, I tell you all the time, president's words matter. The president's bully pulpit matter. It's the same reason why when he's been for the last 2 years savaging the oil companies and savaging them and calling them, you know, the worst people on earth. And then you wonder why they're not investing more in drilling. And the oil companies have said this. They've said, listen, can't go out there every day and beat the hell out of us and expect us to spend millions of dollars making investments when we are vilified because we think you're going to shut us down. Your words matter. Rhetoric matters. For the president to stand up there and say the next pandemic is coming. No, now, did he mean variant? which I still think is a terrible thing to stand up there and say. Number one, how does he know that? It immediately makes people think he knows something we don't know. It immediately makes people think, okay, well, what do you mean the next pandemic? What do you know that we don't? And then people start, they get afraid. People get nervous. They think to themselves, okay, life is normal, but this is temporary, because by the time the fall and winter comes, you know, around election time, the next pandemic's here, very conveniently. And everybody's got to stay home again and mail their ballots in. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that you don't go out there and just willy-nilly stand up there and say the next pandemic is coming. You want to talk about people not coming back to the office. I mean, let's say right now somebody was in a situation with their employer, and their employer's saying, we want you to come back here. And you go, no, I don't want to, because the next pandemic's coming. What do you mean? Why? The president just said, next pandemic's coming. This isn't over yet. All right, I guess. Stay home. You know what I mean? The president's words matter. And I don't think for a second you should discount this, because I've long said I wouldn't be surprised this fall if they tell everybody, oh, yeah, another variant. Stay home. We're shutting things down again. Scare people, get everybody to do mail-in balloting again. Of course they would do that. No question about it. Is it so they can control the process? So it's all about control for them. But it is so incredibly dangerous to stand up there and say, because the next pandemic is coming at a time when America is really, and we're still recovering. We're not out of the woods yet. We still have not hired people for places. We still have people that need to hire employees. We're not out of the woods by a long shot here. So when you think about it, here's the story in Philadelphia about employees who are still not coming back to the office. Some of these employees might hear, hey, president just said next pandemic's coming. I'm going to keep that home office and make it even bigger. And I tell their employer, listen, I'm not coming back. All right. Between crime, gas prices, parking, everything else that I got to deal with in Philadelphia, and the city wage tax, and the fact that the next pandemic's coming, I am never coming back. And if I have to get a new job, I'll get a new job. That's what I'm telling you right now. And then these cities are hurting for two reasons. Number one, yes, people don't want to come back to the office. That's true. Number two, these cities are being overrun by criminals, because what these cities all have in common are woke prosecutors like Larry Krasner in Philadelphia, who let criminals out. And they're back on the streets because he views them as victims. I played it for you yesterday. Larry Krasner talking about economic inequality. Blaming crime on that. He believes criminals are the victims, and they are taken over, and they have taken over this city. And why the hell would anybody want to come back to Philly with the wage tax, the gas, the parking, the commute, everything else? And then you're sitting there, you're trying to get to your office. You got people coming by in ATVs, trying to park your car, and your car gets jacked. Who wants to do that? Until you clean up the city, until you have politicians stop warning us about next pandemics, these cities are not going to come back. And I feel bad for the guy who's got a hoagie shop. I feel bad for the guy with the pizza shop, the food trucks. These people are hurting. I feel bad for them. I really do. But it's the city's fault. It's the city's fault and Democrat politicians who use rhetoric like Biden just did about the next pandemic. What is that? What is that? All right, 855-819-1210 is the number. Listen, you know, we stand with law enforcement on this program. We believe in law enforcement, and we back the badge. And I'm very excited for the Zeoli Army team. The Zeoli Army team in the 35th annual Bend to the Shore bike tour. Now, you got a couple options here to be part of it. You don't have to bike to be part of Team Zeoli Army, by the way. You don't. You could do it right from home. You could just meet me in Atlantic City at the Showboat. So we're going to have a huge after party at the Showboat Hotel, catered by Wawa, Bud Light flowing, live music, games, cornhole, and a dunk tank, rumored to be moi inside the dunk tank. Here's what we're going to do. Sunday, July 24th, a bike ride 65 miles from Philadelphia starting at 7 a.m. 30 miles from Hamilton, New Jersey starting at 9 a.m. You can do a virtual option. What's your 65? 65 of anything. 65 tweets to the show. That'll count too. Whatever you want to do. And we're going to directly benefit the families of fallen and injured first responders. I want you to register today by going to bendtoshore.org. B-E-N, the number 2, shore.org. Use my name, Zeoli, Z-E-O-L-I, at when you sign up. It's going to knock $25 off the registration fee, all right? BendToShore.org directly supports the families of fallen and injured first responders. Do it now. Sign up. Show your support for law enforcement, firefighters, EMS, all the people that stand with us. This is going to go directly to help them and their families. BendToShore.org. bentoshore.org.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.